The new designation means Bad River will now receive notices from the EPA, the same as are sent to the state when there are concerns over air quality. When industries apply for air quality permits in Bad River's 50-mile radius, the tribe's air quality officers will be notified and asked for comments. EPA Region 5 Air Quality Department spokesperson Ben Juana in Chicago says the tribe's response now carries more weight.
It gives them a little bit of a bigger role in the permitting process up there, though there is no regulatory authority or enforcement authority conferred upon the tribe by our actions. They just they get notice above and beyond the public notice and an opportunity to submit comments that are responded to directly by the permitting authority to the tribe.
The tribe will gain greater financial support from the EPA, which helps offset recent cuts in environmental funding. Bad River air quality specialist Lynn Hall says that regional tribes recently requested nearly $2 million from a $1 million pool of EPA money.
In the beginning, there was this what we considered a large pot of money, and just a few tribes had access to that because they were just starting their air programs, or many of them didn't have any. So the tribes that did have air programs had a lot of money to kind of play around with and start up their programs with. Now, as air quality is becoming a more important issue and a lot of tribes are getting into air quality, of course the pot of money has stayed the same, but the growing interest for tribes to start an air program has increased.
Juana also says the status gives the tribe a financial advantage.
In a sense, there is increased competition for a limited amount of funding. Our funding process has been getting more competitive over the years as interest in the air program has grown and our funding levels have been relatively flatlined.
Next, the Bad River Tribe hopes to get the same recognition it now has for air quality from the EPA for water quality. That process may take a couple of years. In Superior, I'm David Hopkins, Wisconsin Public Radio.